Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fill us in on the Nationals' offer. Is that still out there, or was that a take it or leave it, and it's not there, the 10-year, $300 million deal that was reported at the end of the season?
Yeah, from everything I understand, that went off the table when free agency started or right around that time. And from everything I've heard and everybody that I've talked to, and, you know, I'm not trying to paint myself as a Nationals beat reporter, and certainly I don't, you know, blow up Mike Rizzo's cell phone or anything like that. You guys have a much tighter relationship with Mike Rizzo. From what I know, Mike Rizzo has moved on, and baseball operations has moved on. And I think if Mike Rizzo had his way, he'd rather, again, move on without Bryce Harper, or the way it's currently constructed, or the way he's currently constructed his roster. So I believe that offer is off the table. Now, do the Nationals still have an ability to get in there and be on the periphery and match something, even though John Heyman yesterday, I believe it was, said that the Nationals are not guaranteed that right? Yeah, I believe absolutely they still have a chance here to, you know, before this thing is signed, sealed, and delivered, to match something, to get in there before, again, it's absolutely done. Sure, I do believe that, because we all know the unique relationship that the Lerners and Boris have carved out. And by the way, it would be embarrassing. I don't know how you guys feel about this. After all the sleeping together these two have done, these two sides have done over the years, it would be embarrassing if the Lerners did not get the opportunity to do a final match here, regardless of how upset Boris was about what Mark said on this radio station a couple of months ago to Grant and Danny. To me, it would be embarrassing.
Yeah, Chris, we just went around the room basically giving predictions as to where Bryce would sign. And I said, look, if the Nats have the last crack at it and 310 is the best that's on the table, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Ted Lerner, you know, goes over Rizzo's head and says, look, I'm going to put $325 or $330 million out there, and we're going to keep this guy as our franchise cornerstone for the next decade.
Yeah, here's the problem. If you believe Jim Bowden, Cakes, if you believe Jim Bowden, and I tend to believe Jim Bowden, I'm not saying I fully believe Jim Bowden. I don't know if I fully believe myself, if I fully believe John Heyman, Jim Bowden, whatever. You know, this information is so weird and hard to come by. He's saying it's more than Giancarlo Stanton, and that means more than 325. And if we're talking more than 325, I don't know. I don't know how they go there. I mean, I know Ted Lerner's 92, right?
92 or 93. One of the two, yeah.
I mean, I know they've got more money than they know what to do with, but they hold this ridiculous, in my opinion, staunch, we have to adhere to this strict budget, even though we're $5.2 billion, you know, billionaires, and we have more money than we know what to do with, again, type people, and we could do whatever we want, and we've made all this money, and again, we don't know what to do with all this money because we don't have the Masson deal. Well, look, I get it. I understand they got screwed on the Masson deal. I get it. I understand that. But the bottom line is they could do whatever they want. They just don't ever seem to want to do that. So to me, if Bowden is correct with his latest report last night, it's more than 325. I don't see them going there, especially if, again, Rizzo is pushing, as I believe he is, so hard to close the door and say, guys, you told me to move on. You told us it was a move it or leave it type deal, and they left it, and we moved on, and we built our team. This is going to compromise not only what we want to do the rest of this year, but also in the future years. If we bring this guy back at 310, 315, 320, 330, whatever the final total might turn out to be.
Yeah, you know, I believe the Nats are trying to move on to the point now where even Boswell is throwing out there these sort of addition by subtraction theories, mm-hmm. and Nats vets are commenting on it, saying, yeah, go ahead, write that. I know reading your tweets or maybe some, I don't know, some quotes from you broadcasting over the weekend, you were led to believe, though, that the Giants were strongly in the mix here, right? And that they may have been able to pull this one out. Are you backing off that a little bit now?
Well, so what happened, just to rewind, so on Thursday night here on our station, I mentioned that I had heard Thursday afternoon that Bryce had finally, you know, had come to a decision on a team that he wanted to kind of go forward with. Bryce and his team, they had been meeting since last Monday in Vegas, and they had been pushing him to make kind of a decision because they were running out of time. So I mentioned that on my show Thursday night. And, you know, they did a big photo shoot. They did a big, a little celebration type thing. It was Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day was very important for him. He wanted it done by then for a variety of reasons. So Friday morning on WIP in Philadelphia, our sister station up there, I mentioned that a pure guess for me was that he would go to the Giants, because I still don't think Philadelphia is where he ultimately wanted to go from the standpoint of, I don't think he's a good fit in that culture up there with those fans, that media, and I think Gabe Kapler's a little bit wired tight and a little bit of a lunatic, and I don't know. To me, like, if you're Bryce Harper, you're setting yourself up for a lot of failure, even if you have some moderate or some good success, even if you win, even if you make the playoffs, if you struggle like you did in the first half of last year here in Philadelphia, you are not going to get treated with the kid gloves that you got treated here in Washington in Philadelphia. So to me, I think Bryce is smart enough to realize that and know that. So that's why I said I guessed, and I made it clear, San Francisco. Now, what we all knew about San Francisco was they weren't going long term, right? What we didn't know was, would they go far, 4, 5, 6 years and go higher average annual value than, say, Zach Greinke, which was the highest AAV of all time, $34 million. If they were willing to do that, I said, well, maybe Bryce can justify that. But if they weren't willing to do that, then I thought he was going to go the longest term deal offer. And right now, that's Philadelphia. So that's why this is so complicated, because when Bryce chose the team that he wanted to go forward with, he, of course, knew what terms he already had at least laid out on the table. And that's why this is taking so long now. That's why we see this process kind of going forward, where Bryce is saying, okay, wait a second, I know what I have, at least, you know, tentatively offered in Philadelphia. That's what I want. Now I'm trying to see what else I can get. Now I'm trying to see how much more I can get out of this process.
Where do you think we are in terms of time frame? It felt like it was heating up this weekend, like culminating in maybe something happening today, tomorrow, very, very soon.
Yeah, and you know, initially I was told it would probably wrap up within a couple of days, meaning I was led to believe, you know, like early this week, and then as of yesterday I just heard not yet. You know. But then I know again Bowden said, and Bowden really on Saturday morning said they were rounding third heading to home with Philadelphia. And Heyman and Nightingale all said, you know, Philadelphia, clear front runner, blah, 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 you know, should be fine, you know, heating up, intensifying all this stuff. And again, Philadelphia was the team they chose to go forward with. But, you know, out of the team that they chose first to kind of move forward with. So if we are to believe all of this, right, and put these puzzle pieces together, you know, it likely should be done by the end of this week. But here's what I would always caution everyone with. You guys just went through your whole situation, right? Y'all know that it takes some time for lawyers on both sides to go through everything. And here's the one thing that we always forget. People, you know, get impatient with this. Scott Boras is a master manipulator. He is trying and desperately trying to work every avenue. He is trying to screw the system. He's trying to screw the Nationals. He's trying to work over the Phillies. And he better damn well be careful, because remember, they have an interest in Mike Trout. And I don't know if they could eventually add Bryce Harper now and Mike Trout in 2 years. And he is trying to screw over the Giants and the Padres. The Padres are kind of trying to get Machado. They're trying to get Harper. So just be careful if you're Scott Boras by playing this waiting game and trying to hold out for every last damn dollar is what I would say. Just be careful because, you know, other teams are going to close the door and get impatient while you try and sucker out every last damn dollar. I would get a deal done and get my guy into camp because, you know, again, teams are getting largely impatient and they might decide, you know what, we've had enough of your games, like the Nationals apparently have.
If I were Bryce, I'd want to get in camp pretty damn soon too.
He does, Jason, and that's the weird thing.
Well,
you know, like he wanted this done by.
He's got the power. He can say, Scott, I know this is where I want to play. Get me signed. I want to be in camp tomorrow.
One thing I heard last week was they were actually imploring him, meaning his people were imploring him to kind of step up and make a decision. And that's what I think led to the Valentine's Day, you know, kind of like, all right, let's kind of move forward with Philadelphia. Now, I had heard that Philadelphia hadn't made a concrete 100% formal, whatever that means. I there's no way that they hadn't made some sort of kind of like mention, verbal, tentative, whatever. I don't know how these things work legally, offer before this, but that they hadn't made a full 100% written offer or whatever the process is until Friday. So maybe that's why this is taking as long as it is. They've got to work out all the different clauses and all the different perks and whatever. So maybe it's just, again, going to take a couple more days here to get it done. And I wouldn't, if I'm Bryce, I want to get there. I want to meet my new teammates. I know a bunch of these guys. We know he's buddies with Rhys Hoskins, if anybody paid attention to that Instagram post. I don't think it's as big of a deal right now, but here's what you do not want to do if you're Bryce Harper. You do not want to go to a new team and show up March 5th or later than that or somewhere around that time, right? Let's just use an arbitrary. You do not want to show up into a locker room as a $300+ million guy because already guys are going to be envious and probably a little bit jelly about that. And then on top of that, you're going to be like, you know, what's up, fellas? You know, and then try and work your way into the fabric of that locker. Get out of here. Like, that's not going to work because you're a little bit cocky. You're a little bit arrogant if you're Bryce Harper. And now you have to work your way into the fabric of that clubhouse and get yourself into baseball shape. And oh, by the way, as we all know, Major League Baseball starts late March. You don't have until the first week of April anymore to work yourself into shape. And if you're going to Philadelphia, you damn well better get off to an early start. And oh, by the way, Philadelphia's here, the second series of the year, fellas. Could you imagine what that's going to be like at Nationals Park?
Oh, it's must-see TV is what it is.
So before we let you go, let's put your, you know, let's put your prediction out there. Where do you think he signs and when do you think it happens?
You know, I mean, ultimately, I think Philadelphia is offering the most amount of money and it looked and security. I don't know about the opt-outs and all that stuff, which I think were very important to him, which is what I think ultimately distinguished between all these offers. So ultimately, I will say the Phillies looks like everyone else around the baseball world who I would trust, you know, just as much. I would say the Phillies. I don't think that's in his heart to go there necessarily. I think that's his baseball acumen and sense and dollars and all that stuff. Business. I think it's more of a business decision than a heart decision, if that makes sense.
Right. And then when do you think it'll happen? Today? Tomorrow?
What do you think? I think officially by, let's call it, because of all this lawyer crap and because of Boras, Friday, let's call it.
By Friday. All right.
We'll see.
All right.
And I know that the players like to stay away from the deferred contracts. You know, they want to get all their money and up front. But
yeah, that's another part of this.
It is. But, I mean, if the Nats offered him the $300 million and was deferred, okay, so they pay him over 20 years. You're making $15 million over 20 years rather than the $30 million over 10. You're still making $15 million.
Listen,
Max Scherzer's making.
Right.
Yeah, I would take a deferred contract.
You can't live off of $15 million? That tells me he really didn't want to be here.
Even if it's deferred with no interest, which is the Scherzer-Strasburg structure, right? Not the Bobby Bonilla New York Mets stock. I would do all of that as long as you're going to get that money or your family's going to get that money, even if you kick the bucket, right? I would do that. Absolutely, I would do that. Now, I don't know if Scott Boras wants to do that, but Scott Boras has done that, again, with the Nationals. The problem is that's, you know, Bryce Harper at 26 wants his cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
So
I mean, if he really wanted to be here, he would have taken that deal. Because you're still getting the $300 million, you're just getting over it a longer period of time.
Yeah, I think they were a little bit annoyed with the way the Nationals handled the process at the outset, quite honestly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.